40 Days of Prayer, Call to the Lord, Jeremiah 33, 2 and 3 say, This is what the Lord says, He who made the earth, the Lord who formed it and established it, the Lord is His name. Call to me, and I will answer you, and tell you great and unsearchable things that you do not know. Hi, this is Jim Brown. In these verses, we get to eavesdrop, as it were, on a conversation between Jeremiah the prophet and the Lord God. I find some things here from these two verses that we can apply. First, God reminds Jeremiah and us too that He made the earth, period. We all as people tend to get a little too proud, I think, of the things we've done, created, and accomplished. Yes, humanity has learned to make automobiles, skyscrapers, jet planes, and more. But in each of those cases, we had to use materials we found on the earth to make that thing. And who made the earth and all the precious metals, the water, and so on? God. So God starts by reminding Jeremiah who Jeremiah is talking to. And then God is promising this obedient servant of God that He will reveal some amazing things. The NLT version puts it this way, Ask me, and I will tell you remarkable secrets that you do not know about things to come. Calling to God is another way of saying prayer. Here, God was telling Jeremiah that if he did call on God, that he, God, would answer. Notice here that Jeremiah had to first call or pray to God. I'm reminded of James 4, verse 3, which says, You have not because you ask not. Prayer is something about which we can all continue to learn, but one thing leaps out at me. We need to pray more, not less. We need to be open to what the Lord wants to tell us and how He plans to lead us. My prayer, Lord, I acknowledge who You are and that You're God and I'm not. Please give me the wisdom I need to live my life in the best way possible. Amen.